Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Olin Krutz.
I'm going to tell you right now, I was at the game. I got to sit in the end zone, and I got to watch a lot of Hicks and Matt. And those two guys together, I'm going to tell you right now, Kat, I would not want to face those two animals.
Olin Krutz.
Kat, we were watching and we were like, man, that is a tough defense to come in off the bench and face. It's turning out to be maybe the best pass rush in the whole NFL right now.
Olin Krutz.
If the offense ever does catch the defense, well, then we're going to be doing a Super Bowl show maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I think they'll come along, Kat. I think they will get better. How good, how quickly, that's anybody's guess.
Olin Krutz. Every week with Mully and Hall. He probably doesn't like you, but he loves to talk Bears with Mully and Hall.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. Tis the season to be blessed with Olin Krutz. Oh, what a marvelous and glorious time of year. And Olin joins us on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline. Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Olin, good morning.
Morning, Olin.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Well, it could have gone better. I mean, every score as it was going on, every game as it ended, kind of went against the Bears.
You just look at it before, right? And you're watching Blau, and he's got to go to Minnesota in the dome versus Zimmer and that defense, and you don't feel real good about it. So you're just hoping as hard as you can hope that something happens. But about what you expected to happen in Minnesota happened with a young rookie quarterback, right? And then the Rams, that offense kind of came out of nowhere, I would imagine. And Bobby Wagner for the Seahawks, who's a great middle linebacker, had a rough game, but nothing really happened for the Bears yesterday, so they just got to keep winning and worrying about themselves.
Olin, as a former player, when you watch the NFL, and I know you watch a lot of football, you watch a lot of college football as well, but when you watch the league, what impresses or disappoints you the most from your perspective?
What impressed me yesterday watching the league is a lot of good football going on, right, with Baltimore and Buffalo playing a fist fight kind of game where they're just, I mean, it's just who's the toughest team is going to win that day, right? And then you go to the San Francisco versus New Orleans game, and San Fran goes out to New Orleans in the Superdome. And, man, that's a hard place to put up 48 points. And I know New Orleans was missing two of their middle linebackers, but still a very impressive victory out there. And then Kansas City beats New England. And it's just this year's playoffs is going to be fun to watch is what hit me the most yesterday, wondering how far Lamar Jackson can take the Baltimore Ravens, how far, you know, Garoppolo and the San Francisco 49ers can go, because they're a very good football team that can win anywhere. But I think they're going to have home field advantage anyway. And if you ask me what disappoints you the most is just, you know, as an old football player, and they have to do this, it's just the way the game is officiated nowadays and how many rules there are and how many penalties and how many flags are on the ground and how much they meet and go over every call. But that's just kind of where the NFL has gone, and I think we just got to get used to it.
Well, I mean, as I watched that New England game, that the officiating and some of the bad calls really affected that result, and certainly it affected New England. And you look at Kansas City as another team that the Bears, you know, would be great if Kansas City didn't have to win in that game in Chicago, if the Bears can go up to Green Bay and win. And now they're probably in striking distance of a bye, so they got something to play for because they won that game. And there was a call in that game that, unfortunately, New England was out of challenges at the end of that game.
Right, and the Bears just have a really tough schedule when you look at it, right? They got Green Bay this week who's playing to seal the division, and then they got the Chiefs, and then they got to go play the Vikings up in the Superdome. So just a real tough road when you look at it, what the teams the Bears are going to play are playing for. But as far as the officiating, I mean, I think you can see that in every game, right? And these officials, they take a lot of heat, but gosh, they've got so many rules and so many things to enforce, and the league has put so much on them that you got to see eventually, if the league wants the game officiated like that, these officials probably going to have to be full-time at some point.
Oh, in the final three games, do you think that the Bears are hoping to see something out of Mitch Trubisky they haven't seen yet? And that, I mean, will anything that happens down the stretch here affect their thinking as they go into the offseason as it regards the quarterback position?
Of course. Of course, they want to see Mitch Trubisky continue to develop. And I think it kind of started at the – we talked about it before. It started after the Giants game when he challenged himself and his offensive teammates. They said, that's enough. Enough's enough. Enough with the mistakes. Enough with the communication issues. We have to play better. Enough with the penalties. I mean, just looking back at that week one game against the Packers, the Bears' identity, what they were going to be on offense, was right on the field for you there in week one, and you kept hoping they were going to come out of it. And it started with the T formation toss fumble to Tariq Cohen, and it went to a, you know, at one point in that game, they were in a first and 40, I think, with penalties. And then he threw an interception down there to Adrian Amos when he was trying to hit Allen Robinson in the corner of the end zone. So we get all the way fast forward to the Giants game, and he challenges the offense and, you know, his team, and takes a little bit of ownership and says, look, I want to run no huddle. I want to get out of the pocket more. I want to run more play action. And they've started to do that and look a little bit better. But a huge challenge this week with Pettin's defense. You know, the Packers are plus 11 in turnover differential, and just present the problems that you're going to be able to see how far along Mitch Trubisky is now, because with Pettin lining up guys all over the place, especially on third down, making communication a problem on the road, silent count, a bunch of different looks. Mitch is going to have to communicate, get his guys on the right guys, get everything organized, and we'll see how far along this offense has come, because like we talked about last week, or Friday, I think we talked about, one thing about Marinelli's defense is you pretty much know where they're going to line up, and you pretty much know who you've got. So big challenge this week, a little bit different. But, yes, you keep watching Mitch, and you keep watching to see if he's developed, especially with all the injuries they got out, and especially since if you're up in that office at Hallis Hall, you're thinking, look, he challenged his teammates, and he's taking a big leadership role and getting his offense back on track. So let's keep watching him and keep seeing if he's improving.
Olin Akeem Hicks comes back, and obviously he's a huge part of this thing, and he's expected to play at Green Bay. But what kind of condition is he in? I mean, how, you know, there's no practice, so you're not in football condition, but you've had a lot of time off, so I would imagine all the bumps and bruises have healed a little bit. What happens to a player? What's it like for a player coming back this late in the season?
It's not easy, and especially you wonder about the strength in his arm and what percent it's actually at. But just I think his personality, you know, the way he fights on the football field, the way he gets his teammates going, they love having him around whenever you hear them talk about Akeem Hicks, his toughness that he brings, willing to get in there and get in the fight to stop the Green Bay Packers. And maybe you suit up an extra D lineman, because you think if Akeem Hicks came back, Brent Urban, who's played pretty well, guys, since they signed him, a really good two-gapper, stacks and sheds the offensive lineman really, really well. Maybe you keep one more defensive lineman up so Akeem doesn't have to play his usual 85 to 90% of the plays. Now, where that affects you on special teams and who you would keep down, the Bears would have to look at. But he's going to give this team a boost, just him being there. You know, Akeem Hicks, if I'm walking down the tunnel and walking past a few Packers and Akeem Hicks is next to me, I might be saying a little more than I usually say by myself, you know. So I might have a few words of encouragement for the Packers, knowing that Akeem Hicks has got my back. So he's got a little more confident when he's out there on the field, and I think he's going to give them a big boost coming back. Just energy, just willing to fight and just be there with his teammates.
Olin, the first time the Bears played the Packers, Tremone Williams said that they wanted to make Mitch play quarterback, and they did, and it worked effectively. So if you are the Bears getting ready to get back to practice this week and preparing a game plan, How do you counter that? I guess in the simplest way, I mean, how do you prepare a game plan that now takes advantage of what you've seen from Mitch in the way that he's used his legs to make this offense more dangerous?
Yeah, I mean, first things first is you try to run the ball a different matchup, right? A different matchup versus the Packers. Their D linemen are a little bigger, not a little, they're a lot bigger and a lot stronger than the Dallas Cowboys. Kenny Clark has always been a tough matchup for Cody Whitehair, so he's got a big job this week. But you run the ball, you force the pocket, you force changing the launch point. You know, that first game, well, really the first half of the season, Coach Nagy just kept Mitch in that pocket, try to make him play quarterback from the pocket is what Tremont Williams is saying, right? But, you know, the first third down of the year against the Packers, actually Mitch scrambles for a first down. So get Mitch running a little bit. He had 63 yards against the Cowboys. Tell him to keep a zone read, even though the DN doesn't trigger, even though it doesn't give you the read. Keep one and try to outrun Preston and Za'Darius Smith. They're two DNs who have 10 sacks each, very good players. So just the things you've been seeing, David, that they've been doing the last couple of weeks where they move the pocket, you play action, you get sprints out there, get Mitch a little more comfortable, because if you keep him in that pocket, the identification on the road with the crowd noise, Packers, Bears, right? They're going to be going crazy up there. So they try to give you identification problems, walk guys all around, line guys up as linebackers, line cornerbacks up, bring cornerbacks off the edge. You guys probably remember Blake Martinez coming free for his sack against the Chicago Bears in the first game. So move the pocket, run the ball, even though maybe you're not having a lot of success. Be stubborn with it. You know, in a 10-3 game last time, they only had 11 runs. Montgomery only had 6 carries. Mike Davis had the other 5. So, you know, you got to run the ball, get Mitch moving, get some play action, and throw the ball deep just to back them up and settle down that Green Bay Packers defense.
Olin, we'll let you go. You know, it looks like Roquan Smith's out, right? So probably for the rest of the year. So Akeem Hicks coming back. I know Trevathan, there's a chance he comes back at some point. I don't think it's this week. How does that balance your run defense, losing a guy that flies all over the place and makes a lot of tackles versus the guy up front that can stuff things?
Really, and Trevathan too, right? So yeah. So there are a few guys. Kevin Pierre-Louis came in, guys. Yeah. Played a really, really good game against a tough run game against the Dallas Cowboys. Hopefully he can continue that. Nick Kwiatkowski has been playing well. Actually, Akeem Hicks comes back, and those two guys in the middle, you're probably a little more worried about coverage against the Packers tight ends, you know, Graham and Mercedes Lewis. So I don't know if Bilal Nichols is up and Eddie Goldman and Akeem Hicks, and you got Kevin Pierre-Lewis, and you got Nick Kwiatkowski. I feel a little not too bad about the run game as long as Akeem Hicks is up. You worry about coverage a little more and a communication on the back end, passing things off, working together, the linebackers working together with the safeties and the cornerbacks and covering those underneath routes is kind of what I would worry about a little bit more against his Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers, who would recognize two young linebackers in there and try his best to take advantage of them with those tight ends that they got.
Thanks, Olin.
Thanks,
appreciate
Olin.
It.
Appreciate it, guys.
Talk to you soon. That's Olin Krutz. And hey, let me tell you something. You think that he's waiting for Akeem to talk trash to somebody?
Yeah.
I think Olin's a pretty dangerous fellow himself.
And Sunday, come out to Chicago Q Restaurant, 1160 North Dearborn in Chicago, for the Sportsbook at Ameristar pregame show. Get ready for the Packers game with Hub Arkish, Patrick Manley, and Olin Krutz from 9 until kickoff, followed by a 2-hour postgame with Hub, Patrick, and James Big Cat Williams.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.